Charms blog, Thursday, March 3rd, 2005.
Never drive alone again. Join Sharam from SharamAmiri.com for the audio blog and commute cast.
Good morning, Internet, and welcome to another day of my show. I actually got up on time this morning, and I made my coffee, and it's sitting right here next to me in the car, and I made show notes, and I've got my recording set up all good, and it's 7:30, and I'm pulling out now, and oh, I feel so happy. I'm all with it this morning, so hopefully this will bring something new to the show that I haven't been able to do for you in the past couple of days, just because things have been so crazy. Jeez, the neighborhood is still covered in salt. They're forecasting some rain this weekend. Well, they're saying rain or snow. They really don't know what it's going to be, but I'm really hoping that it's going to end up coming down as rain, because that way they can wash away some of this salt and sand that's covering the roads. I hate driving over it, because then you hear it, like, spinning around underneath your wheel wells and your tires and stuff like that, so I'm just like, oh, I cannot wait for it to finally be over and done with. So, today, let's take a look at the temperature in the car. Of course, I guess it isn't really. I'll check again in a few more minutes. It says it's 36 degrees, which is close to what it... Or was that 36 miles per hour? Hold up. Oh, it's going the same speed as the temperature. So, but it's sunny outside today, so, and I think the high... I don't think we're going to reach 40, but we'll be in the 30s, so I'm hoping that the rest of the snow and stuff will melt, but, you know, what good is that if they're going to be calling for... more snow and rain this weekend, so I guess it's not really going to benefit us all that much. But so I had a few random things to talk about, I guess, that I wrote down, but I won't get into the main stuff until much later. Yesterday's Don and Drew show is pretty cool. I listen to the show all the time. I mean, I think out of any podcast that I listen to, theirs is probably like a full feature-length podcast. There's a few that I subscribe to that are full length ones, you know, people who do a new podcast, you know, every couple of days and stuff, and instead of a podcast on a particular theme, like Adam Curry's, for instance, he does one, you know, on a daily basis. Don Drew, they do theirs on a daily basis, sort of, too, so, but there's always certain parts of Adam Curry's Daily Source Code that I skip through, because sometimes this can be, you know, kind of long, and some things get kind of boring, like his 80s music, but... No, I could totally listen to the Don and Drew show through the entire thing, so, I did yesterday, and a voicemail message, just a little short clip that I sent them, ended up going through, so I was happy. I heard my own voice on the Don and Drew show, and I plugged my site through it, so we'll see if I get anyone listening that found out about me on the Don and Drew show. I doubt it, because I just sort of gave the link to my website. I didn't say a word about what it was about, so maybe I'll call back in and ask them. You know what, or at the red light, I'm going to pause from talking and take a sip of my coffee, since I have it here in the car, so you're just going to have to bear with me and not burn myself. If anyone wants to know a good flavor creamer, definitely vanilla toffee caramel. That is the best. I've got to have my coffee like loaded down, like half of it creamer, half of it actual coffee, in order for me to drink it. Oh, I'm all stuffy this morning. It's March 3rd already, and it still seems like winter when you're looking around and seeing all the snow on the ground and stuff like that. And I mean, it's not like we're out in the Midwest or anything. I mean, this is Northern Virginia, so it's, the weather here is never predictable. It always changes from year to year. I mean, one year it could be a blizzard, one year it could be... You know, we already had days in February where we were reaching 60s and 70s, which was pretty freaking weird. So, but no complaints. Those were the days that I enjoyed and lived for, so I could go out and wash my car. So that way a week later it could rain and snow and make it look like crap again. But oh well. So, let's see. What else did I have to talk about? Yeah, I have a lot more listeners than I have in the past couple weeks. I checked FeedBurner, and, I mean, we're hitting on average. You know, they have this little statistic that they call 24-hour circulation. And circulation basically means who is subscribing to your podcast. We're talking unique people. We're not talking about people who just go to the website. We're talking about actual people subscribing to the feed, downloading my podcast in the past 24 hours. So it always changes. I mean, it's not like it keeps a total number. I mean, you can go back and see what the totals were for each day, the circulation for each day of the week. But it's never really tracking precisely who's subscribed to it. I mean, it's not like something... Podcasts don't work where, like a message board or a website where you go to it and you have to set up an account and you register and they know who their members are. They know who's active, things like that. Podcasting doesn't exactly work that way. And once someone downloads a file, then they're in circulation of that podcast. So, you know, for instance, if someone shuts down their computer, overnight, doesn't turn it on until 2 days later, then, you know, your numbers are going to go down because that person in the past 24 hours hasn't downloaded your podcast. They might still be subscribed to it, but they haven't gotten your podcast in the past 24 hours. So that sort of makes a little bit of a difference. But regardless, I mean, I'm banking close to 50 people in circulation on average, which is pretty amazing considering that I started this about a month ago and it's still bringing in a fair amount of listeners. So I'm real excited about that, and I appreciate everyone who's listening in my show, because I remember I joked around at first about it just being, you know, family and close friends, but Sharm doesn't have that many family and close friends, unfortunately. So there's clearly other people out there listening to me, and there's also a good amount of audience. It's something I wanted to talk about on openpodcast.org, and I have been submitting my shows to openpodcast.org, and it's getting to the point now where I'm wondering if maybe that's appropriate or not, because a lot of podcasters out there, The Whole Truth and Milocast, which I listen to, I subscribe to openpodcast.org. I listen to everything that comes through, because you never know, there might be the next best podcast could be coming out on openpodcast.org. So I always listen to there to download the latest feeds and MP3s and so on. But, you know, I'm wondering, and if you're listening out there to me right now and you picked up my show on openpodcast.org, and if you want to hear more of it, just let me know. My website's in the ID3 tag, so is my email address. If you can just go there and post a comment. I'm just curious to see if you mind. I mean, my recordings aren't that long. It's not like I'm Adam Curry putting the daily source code on openpodcast.org. I'm only putting about an 18-minute recording on it. Of course, you can always skip through, but I don't want to overload openpodcast.org if that's something you'd rather not do. And if that's the case, then I'll just put a quick little promo clip in there every couple of days and so on. So let me know what you think. But regardless, I mean, there's, what, like 400-some listeners who subscribe to openpodcast.org. So, I mean, not only do I have the 50 listeners who just subscribe directly to just my feed, but I also have about 400 additional listeners who pick up my feed on openpodcast.org. So if you total those numbers together, we're looking at close to 500 people that listen to Sharm's blog and CommuteCast. So that's pretty amazing. But something podcast-related is that I'm looking at, since I have a Typepad account, I'm looking at splitting up my Typepad sites. I'm thinking about making a complete... separate, and this might not make any sense to the non-technical people out there, but I'm thinking about splitting it up so that way I have a separate blog just for my MP3s, just for my podcast, and a separate one for all my text posts where I like actually write messages. That way, when you go in to subscribe to the RSS feed in your podcast client or your iPod or client, or whichever term you prefer to use, you would be subscribing to just the MP3 files. That way, you know, you'd be able to download and have access to more of them at once through the feed than you currently do now. So let me know what you think about that. If you think it would be good to have a separate feed, or if you think it would just be, you know, a waste of time. So it's not like it would take much effort for me to do that, but let me know what you think. And I'm totally going for another sip of my coffee. Yeah, so another thing is, now that we're in March, I love blue, but I put blue in there also because it's sort of like a wintry color. I'm talking about the actual color scheme of my podcast, or my blog site, rather. And if you have any ideas on possible colors that I could use, let me know. I started playing around with some yesterday. I don't know if anyone noticed. Actually, no, I didn't. I never saved the settings, but I started playing around a little bit. I don't know about making it like green, because I was thinking like spring green, St. Patrick's Day green. But then I was like, no, it ended up coming out looking bad. But I don't know. Maybe someone out there would think that looks cool. So let me know. Just send me an email or post a comment. I'm curious to see what color combinations you'd be interested in looking at for those of you who actually visit my website. Let's see. Was there anything? Well, I think I've talked about everything that was on my show notes that I planned on talking about. The only thing that I've been saving for last is sort of a daily rant. The point of this podcast is not just talking about my own personal life, but sometimes there's issues in my life that affect me, affect others around me, current events type things that I'd like to talk about on the show, and I think that that might make the show more interesting other than just hearing about the daily goings-on of an 18-year-old college student on his way into work. So, something that I was reading about in the news, and this isn't, it's current, it's not hot off the press, but it's definitely current, is the United States Supreme Court recently approved a law that's now gone into effect. Basically, and they voted on this, and the vote passed, but it says that any minor or anyone under the age of 18 cannot be given the death penalty. So anyone, it basically declares capital punishment for a crime committed by someone under the age of 18 as cruel and unusual punishment. Now, that might, and this is a huge debate going on, especially after the bill passed. I mean, this is something that's been, you know, looked at for a while, but now that this is actually, hold up, let me get one last sip of coffee before we go through light. Now that this bill has actually passed, this means that a lot of death row inmates, people, and I mean, I'm not saying that we have teenagers on death row, per se, but we have people in their 20s, people who are 19 that committed crimes when they were 17, 16 that are sitting on death row now. This means that these people are going to be, their appeals are going to go through a lot quicker, you know, for life imprisonment sentences, etc. Because now the option for the death penalty no longer applies to these people. A good example of this is, what is his name? This is horror. I do awful production that I don't have my names and facts right. I think it's Levoy Malvo or whatever. The sniper, the DC sniper, the teenager, not his older associate guy who was like with him, his partner in crime. No, I'm Levoy Malvo or whatever his name was. He was the suspect, and it's already become quite clear in the court hearings of the fall of 2003 sniper attacks in the Washington, D.C. area. He shot and killed, I believe, 11 or 12 different people during that time. And he was 17 at the time that the sniper attacks occurred, and he's now 18. And because of this new Supreme Court ruling, he will not be given the death penalty for killing 11 people with a sniper rifle. And that's pretty fucking ridiculous. That someone, I mean, he killed people's husbands, people's wives. He killed a federal government employee, an FBI agent. He killed so many people. He put the entire Washington, D.C. metro area under such high levels of fear. You know, he was a terrorist in our own country. We worry every day about, you know, terrorists from the Middle East and, you know, when the next time we're going to have airplanes crashing into our buildings. But then we've got people just as bad in our own country. These two people, Levoy Malvo and whatever the name of his partner in crime, the names aren't coming to me right now, but that's sort of besides the point. He will not be given the death penalty for what he did. For the fact that he took the lives of 11 or 12 people, and that number could be off too, but it was definitely over 10. He won't be given the death penalty. And yeah, there's arguments against people who are pro-capital punishment and, you know, against capital punishment. But the fact is that he took the lives of 11 people. That was cruel and unusual, the fact that he did that. He was not self-defending himself against 11 people. He was camped out in his car with a rifle that who knows how he got a hold of that, and shooting through a tiny little hole inside this car, and he killed that many people. This was intentional. I don't care what type of bullshit that these courts are going to claim about, you know, psychological problems and crap. I don't care if this guy was mentally retarded and shot 11 people with a sniper rifle. Someone who can take the lives of, even if he just took one person's life, he should still be given the death penalty. And I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of people listening to this right now who are going to argue with me about it, and feel free. Because quite frankly, if you had to live in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Northern Virginia area during this time in the fall of 2003, you would perfectly relate to me. And this is why, you know, of course, the trial, they hired no jurors that were actually in the immediate area, because everyone was under this fear. The public school systems were ridiculous because they feared, you know, an attack occurring, you know, children being, you know, the targets of a possible attack. I mean, this was some serious business that happened. And the fact that now the Supreme Court passed this ruling, regardless of him being 18 or not, he might even be 19 at this time, he committed the crime when he was a minor, and he will not be given the death penalty because of that. And there's no way possible that, you know, that that's even going to be an option. So, I mean, he might get life imprisonment. Who knows? By the time he's 50, are they going to let him out on parole? I mean, you just don't know. But just think of it this way. Our taxpayer money is going to be going towards sheltering and feeding a person who took the lives of 11 people away and put the entire Washington, D.C. metropolitan area under a state of fear and crisis and panic. And our lovely taxpayer money is going towards feeding him, clothing him, and sheltering him in some federal penitentiary. So, I hope, and yeah, okay, there's arguments saying that actually using lethal injection and so on costs more money, and the whole trial process and so on, but I would much rather feel comfortable having all the taxpayer money spent at once to kill this guy and to put him to death for what he did than to know that my money every month that I pay in my paychecks is going towards maintaining this person's life. So that was sort of my daily rant. I'm not going to get that big into it because I wasn't personally affected. Well, of course, everyone was personally affected, but I didn't lose any family members, friends, anything like that, and I didn't know anyone who did. But that's besides the point, and I just thought I would have to bring that up today because that was something that was on my mind yesterday after reading that in the news. So if anyone has any opinions about that or anything that they'd want to share, just come over to my blog site, sharmamiri.com, and post your feedback. I'll be mentioning it. I'll sort of list my show notes about what I talked about when I post the blog post up there today. But let me know what you think about it. And yeah, I'll be curious to see. So, wow, I actually did this quite professionally today, and I'm proud of myself for finally having something to talk about that didn't involve my own personal life. I'm just pulling into the office right now. So I'm going to shut off the podcast, and as soon as I get in, I'll do my quick post-production, and I'll get this up online for you all, and hopefully, well, tomorrow's Friday, I should be doing another podcast tomorrow, and I will speak to you all then. We almost made it, everyone. The week is practically over, and tomorrow will be Friday. So pat yourself on the back. You did it. All right, everybody. Let me find my stop button so I can quit. I'll pull in the parking spot first. I'm not going to fumble around. And I've got coffee. I'm so excited. All right, everybody. Take it easy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Like what you've heard today? Please visit sharmamiri.com to find out how to subscribe to the show.